You're listening to SBS News.
Evan, the market's a bit slow today because investors are waiting for profit reporting season, which is starting pretty soon. What are you expecting to come out of it?
Well, earnings season is going to be bad. Let's not even sugarcoat it in terms of where it's going to sit. We know it is. Expectations are earnings are going to fall between as much as 35% at the absolute worst end from forecasters.
And gold's at a record high today. Why? Where to now for gold? And is it worth getting exposure? And how do you do it?
Gold, what an interesting... Okay, so gold at the moment, why it's moving the way it is, a lot of people are expecting the risk-off event that is COVID-19 to finally come home to roost. You're hearing big, big names in the US, your Ray Dalios of this world, talking about bubbles and talking about overvaluation. Normally, you would see risk-off money going to places like the bond market. The bond market is pretty much already got all of that money, and it's very much there. Gold is that next step. The issue that everybody has with gold, it doesn't give you anything. It's not a returning asset. It's what we refer to as a store of value. It is clearly seeing a huge amount of inflows, particularly from Asia. Asian investment at the moment through gold is absolutely huge. Places like China, you're looking into Hong Kong. The Japanese are also really buying into it. Products like the ETF, gold over there at the moment, are going through levels they've never seen in terms of volume. So where gold goes, it's still probably likely to go higher. The leading indicator that we look at in these markets is silver. Silver is actually jumping up about 7 or 8% per week at the moment on this risk-off idea. Would I get involved with it? Again, it's like any market. Gold has, and we have seen it have a top. There is no reason why it can't, you know, keep going. But there's also other reasons why you probably would expect it to probably slow down, as the markets are looking at the idea that we will start to see global expansion continue. The global economy will come back in the next 6 months, and you would argue that's probably a negative for gold. So it's a hard argument to see gold, you know, going towards $3,000 an ounce, like some people are arguing. But in the very short term, all bets are off. COVID is such an event that it's very hard to sort of price anything in.